And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 28th of November, 2010. It's the birthday of the writer and physicist Alan Lightman, born in Memphis, 1948, studied physics at Princeton, got his PhD in theoretical physics, and then he started writing and publishing poems, and MIT hired him as a joint professor in physics and in writing. He set out to write essays. His biggest influence was E.B. White, whom he considered the greatest American essayist. And in 1992, Alan Lightman published a book entitled Einstein's Dreams. It was a novel about the dreams that Einstein might have had as he worked on his theory of relativity, a novel composed of 30 small vignettes, each a separate dream about time. It was an international bestseller. Since then, he's written four more novels, Good Benito, The Diagnosis, Reunion, and Ghost. Alan Lightman, who wrote in Einstein's Dreams, "A person who cannot imagine the future is a person who cannot contemplate the results of his actions. Some are thus paralyzed into inaction. They lie in their beds through the day, wide awake but afraid to put on their clothes. Others leap out of bed in the morning, unconcerned that each action leads into nothingness, unconcerned that they cannot plan out their lives." And it's the birthday of William Blake, born in London, 1757. He was an engraver, and he was writing poetry on his own when he was a young man, 25 years old, heartbroken because the woman he loved did not feel the same about him. And so he went to visit a farm village, Battersea, where some of his relatives lived. He was having dinner with a farmer and his family, and one of the farmer's daughters, Catherine, was very pretty. William Blake walked into the room, and she fell in love with him immediately. And she felt so faint, she had to leave the room for a while, but she came back. And after Blake told the whole family his sad story of unrequited love, he asked Catherine if she pitied him, and she said yes. And he said, "Then I love you." They were married. She became his partner. She had no qualms about William Blake's spiritual visions, his poetry, which was not popular at the time, so they lived in poverty. One critic of the time referred to William Blake as an unfortunate lunatic and his art as nonsense, unintelligibleness, and egregious vanity. But he kept working up until the day he died, and died happy, according to those who were there. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Lawrence Robb, entitled Regret. Every day there's something old to feel sorry about, what I should have done and didn't, or what I did and kept on doing. I want to believe everyone's forgotten by now. Then I picture them thinking back, and those who've died and earned the wisdom death allows just shake their heads and sigh. "Very funny," my father would say, after my sister and I played some cruel little joke on him. "Ha, ha," he'd add, to let us know he got the point. We want to forget until we start to forget. We want the past to change, and we want it back. Enough is enough, my father used to say, to tell us it was over. Regret, a poem by Lawrence Robb, from The History of Forgetting, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.